welcome to Community Conversations. These are pre-recorded interviews brought to you each Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. on KRFY. Because of ongoing concerns about the COVID pandemic, we are not able to be in the studio doing live broadcast interviews right now. But we are still dedicated to recording and bringing to you topics of local and current interest, highlighting voices from our community. For Community Conversations, we are using phones and web-based technology so that participants can be recorded remotely. Please bear with us if there are any gaps or hiccups that might be caused by a slow or unstable phone or internet connection. Also, keep in mind that because these interviews are recorded, information may change between the time of this recording and the time that you hear it broadcast. Thank you for joining us for today's Community Conversation on KRFY 88.5 FM, listener-supported community radio for North Idaho. Good morning, and welcome to another Community Conversations on this fine Tuesday morning with Julie Calamine and Phil Huff. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It seems really odd. We, of course, record these things beforehand, and as this airs, I probably won't be able to listen to it. I'll probably be gone. I'm going to take advantage of our being recorded and head to some places further south and warmer. Hell's Canyon.
Right, to do a bit of... That's right, to do some trail work, Phil. Finally, you get to get out and do some. Nice.
No, swing a flasky down along the river. So what have you been up to, Julie?
Oh, same old, Phil. Pickleball, hiking, you know, I'm a person of regular habits, so nothing really new with me.
Doesn't the April time bring out the fisher person in you? Aren't you longing to go out and cast something on the water?
It's coming, but it isn't here yet. I've got to start planning it. But yes, fishing is coming, along with everything else related to spring. And speaking of spring, our topic today is a good one because it has to do with many things related to springtime and one thing in particular, the upcoming City Nature Challenge. With that said, I'd like to introduce our guest today. It's a guest we've all heard from before in various ways. Sometimes he's DJing on the station. Sometimes he's who knows? He's just doing all kinds of things. But today he is Mike Bauer, the coordinator for the Lifelong Learning Center and Adult Programs at the East Bonner County Library. Hello, Mike.
Good morning.
Nice to have you. So, Mike, people have heard from you and they know who you are. So feel free to tell everyone just a bit about yourself, and then tell us something about the work you do at the library.
Yeah, I have an awesome job. I coordinate adult programs and about 20 tutors right now. They keep going strong even during the COVID situation. And so I see lives changed every day. And so I'm just thrilled to have the City Nature Challenge come up and have all the different wonderful partners that we have around town that are helping us with that. And so that's coming up, as well as a couple of programs here, April 6th, one at noon and one this evening. So it's busy. Things are picking up a little bit, looking up, I think. We're slowly but surely having tutors and students come in, and they're social distancing and wearing masks and passing the whiteboard back and forth, but it's happening. You know, we see the progression to, you know, where we want to be.
It's so nice to see the changes that are occurring and the opening up and hopefulness of the future, but it's been a long year, yet the library's really continued to perform a lot of basic functions, including the youth outreach. Give us a short synopsis of what the year's been looked like with the COVID.
Yeah, of course, we were shut down here for about 6 weeks, maybe closer to 2 months. We came in, we were cleaning, we did all different kinds of things, but one of the things that's changed since COVID is we actually bring materials out to your car for you. So that's, I guess, one positive thing. We started, that's all we did for a while. And people would have to either call in and we would find a book for them, put it on a hold. They would call when they would show up in front and we'd bring the materials out to them.
Mike, that's like library takeout.
It is. It's just, yeah, we don't quite deliver yet. Unfortunately, Homebound, you know, for obvious reasons, we had to discontinue that. We partnered with another organization called Senior Companions. So they actually go into the seniors' homes and do cleaning for them and take them to medical appointments and things like that. We picked up a couple there. We thought, well, they approached us and they said, well, why don't we bring, you know, the books in when we have those folks go in anyway? So there were some really positive partnerships that took place there too.
Yeah. Mike, you know, you do so much to coordinate programs for adults at the library. And I'm just curious about how do you decide what you're going to put before the citizens of Sandpoint and the county? How do you do that?
I try to get a feel for a lot of our partners out there. For example, Earth Day, I'll throw a few films past some folks that I know. So it's pretty casual, but or I'll talk to people that are at programs. Formerly, I used to do that. Say, well, what else do you want? You know, that was on the evaluation, and it continues to be on our electronic evaluations that we have for our programs. What other films would you like to see? What other activities would you like to see? And so we take those, we actually do read those, and we use those to provide the direction to our program. But the biggest thing is that at the library through adult programs, we want to foster discussion and community interaction. Whether, you know, it doesn't matter what the, you know, what the film is or what the discussion is. We just want people to get together and be able to discuss pertinent topics that are important to us.
And you've had book discussions too, as I recall. This last year, you had a special series.
Mm-hmm. We have, we had a couple book clubs, and hopefully they'll come in. They didn't really take off with the Zoom format, although it was really good to see that the Idaho Writers League has continued to meet here through the entire year through Zoom. So they get good attendance, 25 or 30 people in a Zoom session, and they'll critique each other's work and help to support each other as local authors. So bits of bright spots there. But it depends on the audience. And of course, the technical part of it is important, trying to get over that hurdle. But it has worked well. Our recent film and discussion was a film called Healing from Hate. And it was about some former members of neo-Nazi groups that were kind of reformed, and they were providing a support group. Very, very good film. But Todd Crossett with the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force came in, led a discussion. We talked for over an hour, and it was really a good, enlightening discussion on that particular issue. So we'll continue that film series. Stay tuned. There'll be a couple of films for Earth Week coming up, and we haven't selected those yet, but I guess I have to talk to a couple of people and or a few people to see what their preference is, and film and discussion again over Zoom, and hopefully we'll be in person here pretty quick.
Well, lots of great films to choose from Earth Week. I can't wait to hear. But even before Earth Week, you've got some exciting stuff in April. The day that this airs, there are a couple of activities happening.
Right.
Launch into those.
Yeah, we continue with our Local Author Connection series, which is a monthly series. It's on the first Tuesday of the month at noon. They tell us that that's the highest traffic time for Facebook. So we go over Facebook Live and we just broadcast it right here from the library. I use my cell phone and external speaker, and it's all there. We'll interview the author, and they'll do a reading of about 12 minutes or so. But it is a local author. We have Jim Payne coming in on Tuesday the 6th. He'll read from his book, Chasing Thoreau, and he's an avid kayaker. He tells folks that he ran away from home at the age of 57 and just started kayaking, and he's been everywhere, man, as they say. But he went down the Concord and Merrimack rivers in Connecticut, and that was the same route that Thoreau took in a rowboat, a little bit different vessel. And so he wrote about that. Thoreau took that trip in 1838, and Jim will talk about his experience reliving that route.
Wow, that sounds very interesting. I'll have to tune in and incidentally, I turned 57 about 2 weeks ago, so I hope I don't run away from home. Could happen.
You've got a good home, though.
True.
We do it over Facebook Live. It runs about 22 minutes or so, and then we'll just repost that video on our Facebook page a few times over the next 2 weeks, so people can view it even if they miss the event.
That sounds interesting. I'll look forward to that. And then there's another item on April 6th, but later in the day. Tell us about that.
Right. Next week is International Dark Sky Week. So it's a movement that, you know, as you can imagine, it's trying to shield lighting and ameliorate some of the city lighting that's out there so that we can continue to look at one of the most important things to us, and that is our cosmos. And so there's a pretty good movement around that's just getting started, but some very dedicated folks that are putting on an event that is a stargazing event with Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona. And this is a facility that's really outstanding. It's the, what are they calling it? It's a facility that they have that is like a garage, and it retracts back and it has a bunch of remote controlled, really, really nice telescopes. And so through their YouTube channel, you can interact with them and say, yeah, I'd like to see Messier, 321 or whatever. And they'll be able to just punch that in like a Google search or whatever. The telescope will go there and they'll be able to see, you know, that particular item and describe it. And that's through their YouTube channel. So we're having that kind of, we're special guests of that particular evening. They continue to do it. Lowell Observatory does these on a regular basis. So people can check their YouTube channel. But we'll have a preview from a local expert on dark sky and astronomy. And her name is Sue Ann Ellis. And she'll be starting things off at 7:30 that night over Zoom. And then we'll do the stargazing event through the Lowell Observatory Facebook channel. The important thing is to get all this information, people have to register. So they'll have to register through Eventbrite, then they'll get all the information. And the easiest way to do it is to go through the library's Facebook page and then click on events. And it will list that as an event. And then there's the registration link is in there. You can also go to our webpage and then go to events as well, find the event, and then click on the register link. It will take you directly to that. It's free, I need to mention. So it doesn't cost anything, even though there's registration. It's just an easy way to get that information to folks.
And there is such a movement. There's been so much work done in the last 2 or 3 years on the dark skies movement. In fact, I believe Idaho and South Central Idaho has one of the first designated dark skies areas. It'd be great if she's talking some about that, but if not, we can probably find someone with some resources on that at some point.
Yeah, she'll know. She'll know all the designated areas. I think parts of Flagstaff are as well, you know, to protect the observatory. So there's a, you know, big movement just, and there's also the issue with Starlink as well. So there's issues there in obscuring some of the objects that were, that astronomers are real interested in looking at.
So you don't have the names of the films yet, but do you have a schedule for Earth Week or an idea of what the activities might look like?
There'll be a couple of films that week. We go the third Tuesday in the evening for the film discussion series. We just started it and we just had good success. So we'll continue to do that. It'll be the third Tuesday at 5:30. Will be our ongoing film, and we'll continue to do them over. They're not over Zoom. What I do is I work with the production studio. We pay our fee and then they give us a link and we just share that through registration with people so that they can go to that link and then they'll come back to a Zoom link for the discussion. And that has seems to be work pretty well.
So this is all online. There isn't an in-person component at the library right now.
So anyway. Far. Yeah. Eventually, I'd like to look into doing a hybrid so that if we do social distancing, we can open up our rooms. But even our big room holds maybe 25 people in that fashion. So, but, you know, we want to give people the option to come in and look at on one of our big TVs if they wish to do that. So we'll look at doing that real soon.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, we're going to move on to the main topic of the of today's chat, and that's the upcoming City Nature Challenge for Bonner County, April 30th through May 3rd. Tell us about it.
Yeah, definitely. It started with a gentleman named George Gehrig, and he did an interview through KRFY here a few weeks ago. There are a few of us on that interview, and he's started things off. He came into my office. He went into Fish and Game, the Native Plant Society. So there's all these great partners that have worked on, and it's one of those things that started small and it's just ballooned into this. It's one of my favorite parts of my job to see this happen, where the community just all these folks get together. They all have their part. They know their part. It's very functional and very inspirational to do it. But it takes place April 30th through May 3rd. The idea is to use the iNaturalist app that you can get for free. And it's through that the Master Naturalist program. you can take that app and go out and take a snapshot of any animal or plant. You have to do it a certain way, but it'll tell you what it is. And you can, you know, it'll probably give you a few choices, but you can select that. The idea is to get as many of those observations within that four-day period of time as we possibly can. What happens is all those observations then go to identification experts, botanists, wildlife folks, and everything else, and then they confirm where and what was found and when. So they know, it gives them a better idea of what the ecosystem is. And so we can go forward with that. So it's trying to get a bulk of information, and you know, some of it will be rejected, some of it will be, oh yeah, there's some knapweed, you know, but that counts as an observation. Yeah, we know that's here. Things like that, but it'll be a really great way for the community to go out and become aware of what's around them. People go on hikes all the time. They just want to hike, right? Bring your phone with you. See something interesting, take a snapshot, find out what it is, get credit, and help the overall knowledge of our ecosystem going forward.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's international, right?
It is international. There's a challenge in Canada, and there's a challenge in another country I can't think of right now, but it started in Los Angeles about 8 years ago. That's why they call it the City Nature Challenge. So Bonner County is kind of a City Nature Challenge, but it started in Los Angeles and San Francisco. So they wanted to look at some of the flora and fauna that was in some of those urban areas, and it's just expanded very quickly out into rural areas or wherever. We're having a competition with two other areas, and the competition is based on the per capita observations, number of observations for that 4 day period of time. And we are competing against Boise, and we are competing against Red Lodge, Montana. So we've got kind of the whole gamut here. We're going to have a traveling trophy. It'll be probably 24, 36 inches high. And the winner will have their name engraved on that. And of course, bragging rights and everything else. And of course, we're going to win. The library will house it, but it'll go all, you know, in public places around the county after we definitely win. So it's a matter of just people getting out, taking snapshots, and just really producing a good, solid database.
And so the competition, is it for the total number of sightings or the variety or per capita?
It'd be per capita.
Yeah.
So we'll take the number of sightings and then divide it by total population somewhere along that line.
And beyond, of course, the competition, this will be a fun way and an incentive for people to get out, though. The goal or the hope is to establish as much knowledge as possible in the 4 days. So it is the diversity of species or sightings that is most important, right?
Absolutely. Insects, fish, you know, four-legged animals, plants, all that kind of thing. One of the things that could happen, we could find a patch of Scotch broom or some other, you know, early invasive plant that maybe Road and Bridge didn't know was there, kind of thing. And so there'll be some really, I think, some good discoveries. And from the biological standpoint of the biologists and the botanists, is that, you know, they may be enlightened as to what's really going on here in Bonner County. But this competition is for the entire part of Bonner County. So we're getting folks from Priest Lake all over the place to get them to contribute to it.
Mike, I'm going to interrupt. So are people expected to just basically look around their homes, or just everywhere they go, every place they are, it's wherever they are in Bonner County?
Right. So it'll start for their home. They have 5 acres, walk around the 5 acres. I live on 40. I'll probably walk around, take some snapshots there. I like to go up Mikinik. Go up there, you know, wherever your favorite hiking could be, along the Sand Creek Trail. Along there could be weeds or flowers or things that you see, aquatics. There's some good wetlands down through there, so there might be some good information to come out of that. The individual is what we're having is Sasquatch is going to be around somewhere, and somebody's going to find Sasquatch and identify him.
Well, we know that.
Some of us
have
seen
him
before. There.
We know he's there.
We know.
I saw tracks yesterday, so I'll go back to that spot.
Right. But people will be able to see Sasquatch, find Sasquatch, take the picture of him. And if they do that and they get at least 20 observations that same day, they'll get a trophy as well. So there'll be a trophy for each day for the first person to find Sasquatch, as well as get 20 or more observations. So there's a little more incentive there. They're doing, folks are doing a really good job at making this really a lot of fun.
And of course, this is the first one, but you hope, or the committee that's organizing it hopes, that it continues on in future years.
Yeah. Like, you know, they're talking about one in the summer, one in the fall. Once you put it together and you put the partners together and everything else, then you have that, you just kind of put it in place. Okay, this is what we did before. It just gets better and better every time. And we'll just continue to it's really called a bio blitz. So folks might hear that term around there. So just gathering information about our ecosystem as quickly and as much volume as possible.
It would be interesting to do, especially through several different seasons, with some of the migratory birds that we have that might not be here in late April, but might be later in the year.
Mm-hmm. And we're doing it kind of early because we want to be coordinating with the rest of the international, because everything's taking place that same week, but we're free to do it any other time, that, you know, a little later in the spring or early fall, that sort of thing, where maybe there'll be more things to see.
Yeah.
So best way to find out more about it, go to Facebook, of course, and search City Nature Challenge Bonner County. And our Facebook page will come on. They post something every single day about a different species, plant or animal, that is, it just keeps people engaged. But it's a really good way to figure out what's out there and be able to learn just a little bit more about our environment.
This sounds really fun, Mike. And it sounds to me like people that have mild interest could get involved, just maybe do a little observing around their houses and offer information, and people are really into it, could be out all day for 4 days.
Right. Take the kids out. You know, you got to be 13 to use the app, but mom or dad, you know, guardian, whatever, take the kids, take some young people out, get them aware of what's around, you know. So there's so many public areas or that you can hike around and go up Scotchman's, whatever else, and just figure out what's out there. And folks will be more and more aware of what's around them by going, oh, well, that's what that is, mm-hmm. right? As well as contributing to the knowledge base.
Right. Hey, if you've covered this already, do people need to sign up in advance, or can they just begin the day that the blitz begins?
They'll just jump in and do it. Yeah. So that particular day, but stay in touch with us. There, some information might change. There'll be more detailed information as we get closer. There are some online trainings. It's not really, really hard to do, but there's some online trainings that are out there that'll be available, and people can, there'll be YouTube videos where they can say, okay, this is how you use the app, this is how you take the picture, all these kinds of things that'll help people with that. It's really, really pretty easy. There's also going to be more information in one of our display cases starting next Wednesday. They'll have QR codes that people can take a snapshot of, you know, with their phone, and then go to that website or go to the Facebook page. So there's more information that way.
While we have an abundance of public lands for folks to go to, it doesn't have to be on public lands. It could be someone's pasture or farm or even big backyard.
Yeah. Start by walking out the back door with your cup of coffee and just see what's out there. I don't think we stop and look and contemplate that quite enough. You go out and you do your thing, you mow your grass, whatever else, but, you know, stop and think and see what's out there. Insects too. If you have an insect net, or maybe, you know, make a bug catcher, you know, for kids, and make it into an activity where you can catch some insects, take a look at them, take pictures of them, and see what's out there.
Are there any schools that you're partnering with?
We're letting the Sandpoint High School know about it through some of their science-based programs, and we hope that they'll be involved.
Yeah, so basically you just load your iNaturalist app and you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Put that on your phone. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have you done it yet, Julie?
Yes, I have. I have, Mike. I've got it on there.
Oh, okay. I hope it works. I really do. So it'll be good. It'll be really fun. It'll be one of the funnest events, I think, of the year.
Great. So before we wrap up, give us the best way to get information one more time for folks maybe just tuning in.
Yep. go to for the City Nature Challenge, Bonner County, go and search for that on Facebook. It'll take you to the Facebook page and all the information you need will be on there. Make sure you like the page and then you'll get the feed and you'll get some of the updates as well. Can I talk about one more thing? All right. We have Money Smart Week coming up, April 10th through 17th. It'll be all virtual, but this is something that is really so important to folks out there, especially in our environment of, you know, some folks are really hurting financially and so on. But it'll be a number of events that will be webinars. They'll be all free. You have to register and everything, but you can go to our website and then go to our events page to find out about each webinar and each day of that particular week. But it's on saving, basic banking, student loans, fraud protection, personal finance, housing protections, all that kind of thing. And it introduces you to a federal resource that gives all kinds of information on all of that, just planning your finances. And it's difficult sometimes, but there's some great tools out there.
Yeah, that could be so helpful for so many people. We think about financial matters and don't always want to get involved and take care of our finances, but it is so very important. Mm-hmm. It's good the library is offering that.
I was just talking about this very topic with friends last night, and there's a wide array of people who would really benefit from this. So yep. Wonderful program.
Great. And in addition, we'll have, there's all kinds of really nice free publications that are available through the federal government. And we'll have those available free of charge here at the library that week. Actually, well, they're always here, but.
Mike, will there be a segment on why buying lottery tickets is not your route to retirement?
That's right. It's the risk is very high, isn't it? It's like, you know, 12,000 million to one, whatever it is. So
yeah, there's a reason that it makes money for the states.
I think they make a great gift. You know, I always give my wife a bunch of scratch offs, you know, and put it in her, you know, our Christmas card or whatever else. And, you know, it doesn't cost her anything and she has a little fun doing it. So, you don't want to do that. But investing is a whole nother thing too, you know. You know, once you get a savings account built up, what's that all about? And it's your future. So it's important.
Yeah. Thank you for mentioning that. Well, is there anything else or are we finished? We're concluding.
I think that's it for me. But thank you so much for having me in.
You are so welcome.
Thank you for coming on, Mike.
Yep.
All right. Well, this has been KRFY Community Conversations. We've been talking today with Mike Bauer, the coordinator of the Lifelong Learning Center and Adult Programs here at the East Bonner County Library. And he's been telling us about a bunch of interesting upcoming events related to the outdoors. And it's been great to have him. Thank you for joining us, listeners. We'll be in touch again next week.
Well, this wraps up another community conversation. Thanks for tuning in to KRFY 88.5 FM, listener-supported community radio for North Idaho and beyond. All of our programs can be heard live streaming on the web at krfy.org, and all of our community conversation shows are later posted as podcasts and available on our website. KRFY strives to bring our community important local information. Even as vaccinations roll out, impacts from the COVID-19 pandemic remain at significant levels across our country, our county, our state, and our region. It is recommended we all follow the Panhandle Health District and government guidelines. Please wear a mask in public, especially inside buildings and businesses. Keep a 6-foot distance apart, wash up, and stay at home as much as possible. And stay home if you are sick. If we all help each other, we can get through this together. So let's be good neighbors and friends and protect each other. Before we close, we have a new feature here at KRFY. If you'd like to find out more information about the song you just heard, you can go to our webpage or our Facebook page. Once there, find the playlist link, and then you can see the name of the song and the artist who performed it. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.